We're so excited to have Anthony Duclair join us on the 10 question sit down here this evening. And Anthony, the fans know how this goes. Same 10 questions we're going to ask every player all season long. The first one is, as of right now, what's the best game that you've ever played?
Wow. Does that have to be professionally or no?
That's a good question. No. How about just any game ever at any level?
Best game ever, probably go back to novice then. Probably scored 12 goals in a game.
what year was that?
Oh, man, I was probably, 7, 8 years old. I don't think I can top that.
I mean, yeah, no matter how good of a season you have or how many games that you play very well, I don't think you're scoring 12.
No chance.
Nothing allowed to top that. That's funny. Who would you say right now is the most underrated player in the National Hockey League?
Underrated player in the National Hockey League, I would say Simon Holmstrom.
What makes him so underrated?
He's got such a great stick, great defensively. He's got sneaky, really good hands, great vision. I love playing with him last year, and I'm looking forward to playing with him this year again.
If a fan sees you at the rink, say at a game, when's the best time for them to approach you for an autograph? Before the game, after the game, at some point at UBS Arena? Like, what's the best with your schedule?
With me, anytime, to be honest. I'm always open.
Okay. Have you ever been pranked by a teammate?
Yeah, of course.
I need the story behind it.
I mean, the classic, you know, hide piece of clothing, piece of shoes. You're looking for clear tape on the blades. That could be a little dangerous, but I've gotten that before. I've gotten the tape and the name tag on the front of your helmet and skate around with, hey, my name's Anthony. Things like that.
Who's responsible for that and, like, anybody in the Isles room that we need to keep an eye on?
I think Sneak, you probably need to keep an eye on Riddick. He's got a few jokes, and you can tell he's got the prankster in him, so okay. I'll keep an eye out for him.
It's perfect. We will as well. Anthony, when you have a tough night at the rink, what's the best medicine for you to when you go home to get over that?
Best medicine is just trying to flush it out, maybe call a friend or family back home, talk about other stuff, and then, you know, go home, relax, and then try to sleep well, and then, you know, reset for the morning, redo the morning.
I can imagine as a professional athlete that, you know, there's so many games, right, and there's so many consecutive. It's almost something you have to just let roll off your shoulder when it happens because it's inevitable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. It's a long year, like you said. You can't get too high, even too or too low, even when you have a great game. You don't want to dwell on that. You want to keep moving forward and, you know, take the positives because there are positives in each and every day, and take that and moving forward and take the negatives and just learn from them.
What athlete do you admire most outside of hockey?
I would say Lamar Jackson, my favorite NFL player right now.
Why is that?
Just love his overall game, love the way he throws the ball, the way he runs the ball, makes his team that much better, and he's my favorite player.
Are you a fantasy football guy? Is he a quarterback that you're going after every year?
I'm not a fantasy football guy, but I'm a big football fan, so I watch football regardless, yeah.
Okay, talking with Anthony Duclair here on the 10 questions sit down. Thanks so much for joining us. Getting away from sports and whatnot, when you look at your smartphone, what's one app that you have downloaded that you think everybody else needs to know about?
Needs to know about?
Yeah. An app that you recommend that you're like, hey, everybody needs to know about this one.
For me, I'm trying to learn a different language, so I'd say Duolingo. I need to get on that. Just, you know, I know obviously French is my first language. Talking English, I feel like a third language, maybe probably Spanish, is the language I need to learn.
So you're trying to tackle right now, Spanish?
Exactly.
Trying making to, any progress?
No, not at all. But get there one day, hopefully.
Athletes and certainly hockey players are considered to be fearless. But when was the last time you got nervous about anything?
I get nervous. I think more just excited, but maybe nervous. I don't know, public speaking a little bit.
That's the number one answer we've gotten.
Yeah. I'll have to do a few in the summer. I have a few events to do, but a little nervous.
Us broadcasters ask a lot of dumb questions. I know that. I'll be the first to admit it. What's a question that you get all the time that you're tired of answering?
Be after games, like after a loss or something, like what do you think happened? It's like we all watch the same game, like you know exactly what happened. Maybe those kinds of questions after a loss.
We're going to talk to Jonathan Drouin next, new New York Islander here. Do you have a question that you'd like to know? I know you know him very, very well, so there might not be a lot you don't know about him already, but do you have a question we can pass along to him?
Who's his favorite roommate?
Favorite roommate?
Yeah.
Are you thinking maybe it's you?
It has to be. Or else we're beefing.
Uh-oh. You're going to get us in trouble here. Anthony, this was fun. I really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.